USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has criticized some of the witnesses scheduled to appear in the impeachment inquiry. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut on NBC's Meet the Press.
Ambassador Yovanovitch is still working at the State Department. And so what the president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up. And the message that's being sent to everybody else who's thinking about testifying is chilling as well. And I've thought from the beginning that the impeachment inquiry should be narrow so that we can get it to the Senate as quickly as possible, but this is really serious.
The public hearings this week begin on Tuesday with testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert for the National Security Council. Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will also testify. Then Kurt Volker, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, and Timothy Morrison, who serves on the National Security Council, will appear. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Venice has been swamped by a record third so-called exceptional tide this week. Most stores and museums closed in the hardest-hit section of the city around St. Mark's Square, but that hasn't deterred tourists, many wearing thigh-high boots and hip waders to take a look at the high water. One cafe manager says the city and the people who visit are a hearty group.
It's like a water park, but Venice is not a water park. It's a real city, and the real citizens are going to work and to live again.
It's the worst flooding in Venice in more than a half century. Israel said it has completed a series of airstrikes on targets linked to the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza. The Palestinian territory's Hamas rulers, who kept to the sidelines of this week's fighting, canceled the weekly protests they organized along the perimeter fence without explanation. Israel reiterated that it was willing to abide by the ceasefire if there are no additional rocket attacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor John Bel Edwards will serve another term after Saturday's election in Louisiana. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Bel Edwards becomes the first Democratic governor to win re-election in that state since the 1970s. He received more than 51% of the vote to defeat Republican challenger Eddie Rispone. Rispone is a businessman, and while he says he was disappointed that he didn't win, he told supporters he'll be okay.
What's it going to be like to go back to the life you had before? I said, hey, I had a pretty good life.
The victory considered a blow to President Trump, who'd visited the state three times recently to support Rispone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg considers a run for the presidency, he's apologizing for his controversial stop-and-frisk policy. WCBS-TV reporter Steve Burns.
The racial disparities were well documented. In 2011, 87% of people stopped by the NYPD were black or Latino. Then Mayor Bloomberg maintained it was necessary to keep the city safe.
I realized back then I was wrong. And I'm sorry.
Speaking to a largely black church congregation, Bloomberg says he could have acted sooner to cut back on the number of stops.
And the erosion of that trust bothered me deeply. And it still bothers me. And I want to earn it back.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, in a statement, says it'll take more than one speech for people to forgive Bloomberg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.